Hello, I'm Perry Stone. Welcome to Manifest. Behind me is a digital map of the United States of America. There are several states within the United States where there is great spiritual warfare taking place and has been for some time. And I'm going to share with you something that the Holy Spirit spoke to my spirit early in the morning when I was waking up. And sometimes when I awake or I am between the moment of slightly asleep and nearing my time to wake up, I will hear the Holy Spirit, not in my ears, not an audible voice, but down in my spirit, begin to share things with me. And he wanted me to share with you the strange warfare that is taking place in certain states and give you a reason for it, actually several reasons for it and what we can do about it. Now, if you want me to give you the introduction, that was basically the introduction right there. But there have been for many, many years, you know, from time to time, every year you hear a report of over here at this mega church, over here at that church, or over here at that ministry, where something happened maybe among the leadership, because people are people, people are human, people are tested, people have to deal with trials and tests and temptations throughout their entire life. And even all of you watching me are subject to all three of those things. However, when you begin to see like four, five, six, seven ministries, some of them major, in one area, you have to ask yourself something. What is the real root behind this? Now, everybody can look at the situation or what they have heard or what they have alleged, and they make up their own stories based on that. And a lot of times, I'll be quite honest with you, having known ministries for 48 years, a lot of things reported in public can be misinformation. They can be allegations that have not been proven. You have to be very careful when you start repeating something that anyone has said, especially if it is negative toward another person. But let me say this to you. I don't know about you, but when I see it, a warfare area, what I call a clumped up warfare area or an encircled area around a city where it just keeps going on and happening, where there are battles being reported, you have to ask yourself a question. What is behind this, first of all? Whom is really behind it? And what's the real purpose of it? Why was this particular area targeted? And I would like to give you just a couple stories, and you're going to hear me share with you a number of stories today that are very interesting. These stories are all true. They're things I'm personally connected with or associated with over 48 years of ministry. Many years ago, a minister that we loved dearly, we still know him to this day, and I consider him to be a great man of God, but he was announcing that his television ministry was about to make inroads into China. I turned to my wife at that moment and I said, that China demon, the prince over China, the principality spirit, Ephesians 6:12, is so powerful that he better get a prayer team lined up, because if he don't, that spirit is going to come against him and his ministry. And it was a short time after that, there was a major attack on his ministry and a crisis hit. Several years ago, now this is many years ago, now we're talking about like in the 80s and early 90s or whatever, there was a friend of mine who is today still a friend of mine in ministry. And the Lord was using this person greatly, and the meetings were going from 1,000 to 3,000 to 5,000 to 8,000 people. And I'm thinking, wow, this is incredible. But as the ministry began to grow and this person was being asked to speak all over, I said to this person and their companion, you all need to develop a prayer team. This prayer team needs to pray every day. You need to open up a room maybe at your church or ministry center and have them pray, because you're stepping into not from a demon spirit, not just a spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, but you're stepping up into the realm now of a global ministry where prince spirits become involved in the attack. Well, they got so busy, if I can say that, and it was sincere, it was all about the work of God, but they got so busy that the enemy was able to come in, and again, a crisis began to take place. Now, this is the thing I want to say to you. Many times in a church setting, now you have to remember, let's talk about Voice of Evangelism. Voice of Evangelism Ministries was the title the Lord gave me during a time of fasting and prayer when I was 18 years of age for the title of my ministry. Now, at the time, I was the voice of nothing. I wasn't the voice of anything. But he gave me a 7-point outreach, and I knew the Lord spoke to me because I'd been on a fast. Well, I knew that it was going to take prayer and fasting to do what we were going to do. In 1981, I was preaching in the state of Virginia in a town called Pulaski. There was a woman in that church named B. Ogle, and she was, and I have to say this throughout her life, the most godly woman I've ever known in my life. It is impossible to touch B. Ogle's life with anything negative. She was totally directed by Scripture. She was a Holy Spirit-filled woman. She was a holy woman, and how she, her appearance and her attitude, she never talked negative about anybody. If someone would start talking negative, she'd say, "You know what? We need to be praying right now." And she'd rebuke them. And she saw this teenage preacher speaking of myself, and she said the Lord spoke to her and said, "You need to pray for him because he's going to have a worldwide ministry." Well, in 1981, she began to pray, but she organized the Daughters of Rachel prayer ministry. Now, the Daughters of Rachel prayer ministry started out with a small group of women, but B. Ogle, we called her Aunt B. She had no biological children. She built the Daughters of Rachel ministry to 1,800 praying women. Before all of our big conferences, the Daughters of Rachel were there praying. They had special events during the conferences. She stayed in contact with the prayer team. We had state leaders. Well, B and many of my prayer team, many of my prayer members went on to be with the Lord. I would say half of the Daughters of Rachel's, including members of my family that were the original founders of it, have gone to be with the Lord. Aunt B passed away months ago at age 93 and was in excellent health until just, about a year or two before she passed away. Now, I will tell you that because of her prayers, we lost an engine in a plane, and God showed her it happened, that I was in danger. She prayed for 1 hour and a half, and she actually started praying when the engine failed, and she quit praying when we landed and when we got home. And I'm telling you, when I told her the next day, she just said to me, "Your life was in danger. What happened?" I was on my way to Bulgaria, and she had a vision, and the flight was delayed, and we were delayed getting into the country. And there was something that happened in Bulgaria that could have been life-threatening to myself and my team. She prayed through that. I cannot even tell you the number of times that God would give her a dream. Some of them were great dreams about the sickles being so large, the harvest so large that I had to have people to help me bring in the harvest, the ladder going up into the heavens, and how God was moving the ministry. She was a very spiritually minded woman. My point behind all of that is this, that because of the prayer covering that Perry Stone, Pam Stone, the children, the grandbabies, the OCI, VOE, ISO, all of that comes under the covering of our ministry. We don't direct all of those ministries. We basically direct Voice of Evangelism. But we, bought the buildings and built the building, Omega Center International, 72,000 square feet, for our Warrior Fest, which happens every year, and for our Prophetic Summit, and happens our main event, and hope you can get to those this year. But let me just say this, that without the prayer covering, I know there would have been times when danger or trouble would have come that we don't know if we could totally have handled. And Aunt B's prayers are what has brought us through. I believe this. I call her my secret weapon. Now, let me go back to what I was saying a moment ago that's very, very, very important, and that is this, that when you begin to see things happening in mega churches, local churches, major ministries, or any ministry whatsoever, and you hear negative reports, first of all, be careful. I'm telling you, please hear me. Be careful believing reports that come out in secular media. They're always one-slanted. Most of them will be against the person or against the ministry. And it's what they didn't tell you because they don't know the behind the scenes. They don't know all that actually went on. They'll make a statement, but they never give you what would change your opinion of the statement they made. And so just believe me on that, okay? You got to be cautious and have discernment. But anyway, let me go back to what I'm about to say here, that I believe what I'm about to tell you is very, very important. Now, we could look at these situations that are happening in the United States, and we could use three scriptures to say, here's what's happening with this church and that ministry, etc. Number one, we could say 2 Thessalonians 2, the day of the Lord shall not come except there come a falling away first. That phrase, falling away, is hu apostasia, the apostasy, which actually the original word meant a defection from the truth or a revolt from the truth. So because there is And truth is just obeying the word, because the word is not being obeyed. People find themselves in situations, and therefore it's a part of the falling away. There's coming a falling away. That's what Paul said before the day of the Lord. So we could just use that as an excuse. Well, it's just the day of the falling away. The second thing that we could say is we could say 1 Timothy 4:1 teaches us that in the last days, some will depart the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, the doctrines of devils refers to teaching something as a doctrine that has absolutely no Bible reference whatsoever. There's nothing in the Bible, but it becomes a doctrinal teaching or a set teaching, even though it's not in the Bible. So that would be doctrines of devils. Then the seducing spirits, we think that sexual seduction, it doesn't always mean that. That is a word that comes from a Greek word, plano, which means someone that travels around kind of just spreading things. So a seducing spirit basically is one who pulls you away from the truth. It's a spirit that pulls you away from the truth. So we could say, well, it's just people being seduced by doctrines of devils and false teachings. Well, that's happening. We know that's happening. But we could use that as a scripture to say, okay, this is why these are happening in all of our states and around the world. The third thing we could say is, based on Hebrews 12:27, and I'm developing a major message on this, so I won't preach on this on TV, except at my big conference in the spring, and that is Hebrews 12:27, everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that what is not shaken will remain. And I have a message called, Can You Survive the Shaking? Because a lot of people won't be able to survive it. And there's a difference between those who do survive and those who don't. So we could go and we could talk about our situations in America, and not America only, but around the world. Outside the United States, there are ministers that have completely given up on their ministry. Some had worldwide ministries. They've gone off into other religions. It's just crazy. So if we take those three things, we could definitely identify that those three things are happening. However, I'm going to give you what I believe the Holy Spirit told me about these situations as I was waking up early in the morning between awake and asleep. In Ephesians 6:12, there are four levels of spirits that we wrestle against. Now, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against the spirit that's moving or motivating the flesh and blood. Paul talked about having a spirit that hindered him in 2 Corinthians 12, a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan that buffeted him, lest he would be exalted above measure. But that spirit did not do it personally. That spirit used people to do it. So principalities work through personalities. You have in Ephesians 6:12, we have wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in high places, against powers. These are different levels of demonic spirits in the kingdom of Satan. But the highest level is a principality. And that word can be translated in the New Testament as governments. A principality is a government. To go into the Bible, however, a prince spirit is a spirit that is one of the highest ranking spirits directly under Satan, who is given more authority. This is important you understand this. More authority than the lower level spirits are given. Because when an unclean spirit goes out, what does the Bible say in Luke? He goes to get seven more spirits that are more wicked than him. There's levels of authority. There's levels of wickedness. So if the enemy is working in an area and he's working through people to disrupt, distract, or to destroy ministry, then if that does not work, he will try to get to a higher level of some type to, whether it be true information, false information, misinformation, or outright lies, to harm or hurt that particular ministry. So here's what I want to share with you. There are prince spirits, and this is what the Lord told me, that are moving into cities in the United States. They have been over areas and regions, but now they are targeting particular cities. And as they remain, as Satan being the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:2, and they remain over that area, there is spiritual manipulation taking place with principality spirits working in the hearts and minds of people that are open to receive their voices, their information, and they go forth to do the damage while the principality, listen to me, goes undetected. Let me say it again. The spirit behind it goes totally undetected, And next thing you know, we think that we're battling people when we're not battling people. We are battling a prince demon that has come over that area. Now, there's three things you need to know about these prince spirits. Number one, they will position themselves over cities where there is spiritual activity and it's very high. We have a lot of mega churches, you have TV ministries, you have major ministries. They go position themselves as a stronghold over that area because those are the type of ministries that can reach more people with the gospel. Hear me carefully. They position themselves over areas where there is high spiritual activity. Number two, they position themselves where there has been a threat assessment that has been read. When my minister that I talked about earlier was going into China, he was going to go into a brand new area, and the threat assessment was we have to keep his ministry out of this area. We know of great ministries, some of them are TV ministries, that doors have opened into the entire Middle East, into nations where nobody's ever heard the gospel. So do you not think that the prince spirits will say, we have to put a stop to that ministry lest millions of people are saved? Now think about what I'm saying for a moment. You've got to look beyond the flesh and blood battles, and you've got to get to what's behind it, and how do we put a stop to the spirit that's doing the damage through people? Please hear me. I'm going to give you scripture in a moment. The third thing is they position in an area to hinder the movement of God's plan. Now, I've heard people say God has a lot of things on his mind, but let me tell you what God has on his mind, the end time harvest. If God has anything on his mind, it's one thing. It's not, can you get a new car? Can you get a new house? Can you have some fine clothes? That's great. All these things are added to you when you seek the kingdom of God first. We know that, but listen to me. God's heart is the harvest. Satan's plan is to stop the harvest or to handle the harvest or to destroy the minds and thinking of people while they will not receive the gospel or they will be hardened to the gospel. And I'm going to tell you who does more damage. I remember years ago when a man was doing a special and he had nothing but preachers in the room, and it was over a minister that had fallen into a sin. And one of the men jumped up and rebuked this guy. He was very well known on TV. He was secular. And said, if it wasn't for people like you talking, we wouldn't be dealing with this. And that man, I never will forget it, looked at those preachers. He said, well, let me tell you something. We're getting all of our information from all of you men sitting out here. What a rebuke to a group of preachers. It was so true. It was the preachers running their mouth about the other preachers, and they were taking the information from the mouth and the gossip and the backbiting of the other preachers. And that's what they were reporting from preachers. That is sick. That is wrong. And I'm going to go on further and prove it from the Bible. I can prove it from scripture. That's a sin. That's a sin. For you to be a backbiter, a talebearer, and a gossip is a sin. All right, let me get off of that because I'll get sidetracked. Watch this. Daniel 10, 12 through 14. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, from the first day you set your heart to understand, to humble yourself before God. Your words were heard. And I'm come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, there's that principality over the country of Persia, withstood me for 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, Michael is the chief archangel of God, came to help me. And I have been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Daniel 10, verse 20. The same angel, which was Gabriel, later says to Daniel, do you know why I've come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I'm gone forth, indeed, the prince of Grecia will come. Now, I don't have time to explain this in detail. I'm running out of time. But you had Babylon, you had Persia, and you had Greece. The Babylonians existed in Daniel's time. Then the Persians overtook the Babylonians, and the Greeks overtook the Persians. There was a prince spirit over every one of these nations. And when that nation shifted politically, a different type of prince spirit in the neighborhood came to that nation to hinder. And I don't know if you've ever noticed that election year warfare, but every 4 years when there's a presidential election, there will be reports coming out of the body of Christ. And I traced it back to 1988. The reason for this is to hinder the evangelical community, to distract them, to hinder them from going out and voting and just saying, oh, there's no use in voting. I don't feel like voting, blah, because it discourages their spirit. Well, that didn't happen thankfully, in 2024 in November, but it has happened in the past. Now, there are strong spirits over these areas wrecking havoc. Number two, the Lord showed me in Revelation Satanism and witchcraft in certain states that have joined together to do incantations against churches and even to infiltrate churches. And let me say this, that can change, but it doesn't change until it's exposed. In other words, it has to be exposed by the Holy Ghost and by praying people. Now, Daniel, in order to break the prince spirits, he did two things. He went on a 21-day fast and he prayed continually, okay? Now, here's what we're doing in the body of Christ. We're talking about it on YouTube. We're talking about stuff on the internet, X or whatever you might use. We're just, beep, 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 beep. Who's exposing the prince? Who's exposing the principality? Perry Stone is. That's right. I'm telling you, it's a prince demon. And if all you do is this, we get nowhere. We do nothing. Everything comes to a halt. We hinder ourselves. We shoot ourselves in the foot. But I'm asking some praying saints, I mean 50, 60, 70 years old, some of you that are retired, to get together in your local churches, ask your pastor, and say, we need to have prayer meetings and we're going to come, and you need to be praying every day to break the back of this spirit. And I'll tell you something else. Satan's the prince of the power of the air. You know what he wants to do? Television goes to the airways. The gospel goes to the airways. He's the prince of the air. He wants control of the air. He wants to shut down the possibility of the gospel going around the world. Is it going to happen? No. No. He can hinder it, but he's not going to defeat it in Jesus' name. It's not going to happen. One more thing I want to tell you is this, that in dealing with the prince spirit, angels were always involved. In my concluding statement, I wish I had more time, I will tell you that if you're dealing with this heavier stuff, call God to send angels to fight the battle for you. That's all through the Bible, and God did that. Well, I wish I had more time. I've got this real powerful, brand new warfare book coming out. This is detailed. It deals with stuff I've never talked about before, even personally. I want you to get this.
In the dark kingdom, there are crafty, familiar spirits linking back to your ancestors that continue to design seasonal attacks, targeting your family on specific timed moments. However, armed with this stunning insight, you can track their timing to cut off their intended plots. In Perry Stone's gripping new book, Return of the Dark Angel, he uncovers how your family may be encountering supernatural warfare involving an unclean or familiar spirit, character weaknesses, dangerous bondages, secret sin cycles, and death cycles that you can now unmask and expel from your present and future lineage. Perry will explain how he was informed that a dark angel was assigned against him every 12 years. Through months of investigation, Perry discovered these 12-year attack cycles, including a strange pattern in his Italian family. For over 120 years, family deaths occurred in a strange 12-year pattern. Through family documentation, Perry discovered the trail of an ancient spirit linked with his early ancestors' involvement in the Italian Black Hands Mafia, including making and selling moonshine during Prohibition in Central West Virginia, which caused early deaths. In Perry's book, he reveals topics such as My Besetting Sin and Personal Troubles, The 12-Year Cycles of the Dark Angel Explained, The Strange 12-Year Death Angel Visitation, A Family Sin That Cost the Lives of Two Children, Breaking a Generational Pornography Spirit, Why the Enemy Targets Your Firstborn Child More Than Others, The Need to Take a Ride in the Hills to Avoid a Hearse, How and Why Satan Commissions Hindering Spirits to Obstruct God's Will in Your Life, How to Chart Out Your Personal and Family Attacks to Prevent Them, How Your Weakness Can Become Your Strength, Healing Deep Soul Wounds. Discover the undetected and most effective weapons Satan is using right now, preparing for a sudden counterattack. Using three weapons most Christians never use in a serious conflict. Seven life lessons you must learn now to win in the end. Armed with this amazing knowledge, you can track and detect upcoming plots and cut them off, shutting the door in advance on their strategy. When ordering this book, Perry will also include a 2-audio CD teaching, Christian Cannibals in the Church, Biting and Devouring One Another in God's Name. This is an explosive expose, exposing a dangerous social media feeding frenzy. Every believer must hear this timely, detailed teaching. This audio teaching is available for immediate download when you order from our website. Order offer DA149, which includes Perry's new book, Return of the Dark Angel, and new 2-audio CD teaching, Christian Cannibals in the Church, by calling toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323, or order online at perrystone.org. You can also write to us at Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320, and enclose your gift of $30 or more to request package offer DA149. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you for joining me. Let me share something with you that goes back to this particular book. One of the things that I have learned over many, many years is what we call the DNA residue from previous generations. Now, I'm going to give an example of this, and I detail this in the book, but when I was 12 years of age, I accidentally came across pornography. When my daughter was between 11 and 12 years of age, it was on a iPhone. She was looking up something legit, and it popped up, and she came across it at the same age. So there was a 12-year cycle in the timing of the age when that happened. There are certain things I've noticed. It can be suicide, it can be divorce, it can be pornography, it can be drugs, it can be alcohol, it can be sexual addiction. There's all kinds of things that can get in a family lineage through a dark angel. Some people would call it just a dark spirit, but there's a reason I use the term dark angel. You have to read the book to understand that. But these things do not leave on their own. They leave through redemption, and they leave when they are exposed. But the Bible said Satan returned to Jesus in a later season. Paul said, "There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan." Christians can be under vexation or attacks of spirits from the dark kingdom. And I want to help you understand this. I'm somebody that truly, truly understands this. I'm not just writing something to write. I've experienced weird warfare through much of my life, off and on, in seasons. And our seasons are 12-year cycles, and I want to explain that to you. But this is the most important book on true, not this made-up warfare, but true warfare you'll ever read. Christian Cannibals in the Church, Biting and Devouring One Another in God's Name. Please get this, because this is what's happening worldwide through social media right now. It needs to stop. Okay, coming to Alaska, Saldanha, Alaska, June the 4th through the 8th. Coming to Knoxville, Tennessee, at Redemption Church, June the 20th through the 22nd. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. These are other places in August. Clinton, Tennessee, Huntington, West Virginia, Willis, Texas. We've got some great meetings planned in the days ahead, all the way through the week before we go to Israel. So the fall months are full. I usually do more traveling then than in the spring. So go to perrystone.org for information.